for being here today. In fact, if you would like to stay connected, the little welcome bulletin you received has a little place where you can tear off, give us some way of staying in touch. We'd love that. In fact, if you would turn that in before leaving today, we'll get a little note to you and a gift card that says just another expression of thanks, appreciation. Also want to say to our guest, in the next little while after the choir sings again, we will open up the area near the front for anybody that needs prayer today. I know some will be hurrying off for other responsibilities and hopefully time with family. All of that is wonderful. But if you would like prayer, we would love to take a few moments and pray with you. We're not in a hurry. We believe that God answers prayer. We are convinced, certain of the fact that He is here, He helps, and His help is supernatural. And we want you to enjoy that. In fact, this is one of those old-fashioned churches where we still believe in repentance and baptism by immersion in the name of Jesus Christ. And we believe that God still pours out His Spirit upon everybody. And so you come forward if you need from the Lord in any way. We want you to receive today. And then to our guests, let me extend just an invitation. Some of you that have a church background will recognize this word. Next Sunday, of course, Sunday school at 10, but then at 11, we will be receiving communion. It is a very beautiful and sacred opportunity to connect with Jesus Christ. And if you're a guest here, I want you to know that you are welcome to participate and join us. If you have put your faith in Jesus Christ and you have not received communion recently or whatever the case may be, I don't want to get into your business. I just know it's going to be beautiful here next week. Come back and be with us. It's going to be awesome. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Lord Jesus, today, as we get ready for this next choir number, as I preach my heart, let it be your words that speak through me, Lord, to someone that needs a miracle today, and most of all, someone that needs to experience the reality of your resurrection power in their life. God, we need you to do it, Lord, in Jesus' name. One more time, just worship the Lord and thank Him for His presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be seated. For most of you today, you're celebrating Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, and we are convinced that Jesus is alive. But there are a few ornery ones among us that you are celebrating April Fool's Day. And although I love a good laugh, I've never been good at pranks because I was always scared to death whatever I did to someone else was going to come back to me. But it is interesting to note that this is the first time that Easter Sunday and April Fool's Day have fallen on the same day since 1956. And it won't happen again until 2029. So if you will allow me to just make a quick contrast. Because when it comes to the existence of God and when it comes to the reality of the resurrection, I believe that we have a choice to make today. We can be fooled by doubt, or we can be filled by faith. It's as though we stand at a crossroads. We've heard the story. We've even listened to the songs. We've even enjoyed a Christian experience in many cases. But we have to acknowledge as these 2 days converge, it also happens in the heart of every human being. Am I going to believe in this Jesus? That He is alive and well and looking to change my life? Or is it just going to be a story? Just a little mile marker in the human story. and it's not going to change me any way, shape, or form. In the book of Psalms, we read, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. And that is so strong. But I want to just throw this out at each of us. I think all of us can relate. Why would someone say there is no God? Could it be that they have been fooled by doubt? I'm not judging anyone because, man, I have doubted a lot in my life. And yet I want to say on this April Fool's Day that even though doubt can fool somebody, I think it's important for all of us to acknowledge that doubt is not always infallible. I'll give you an example. You might doubt that you're going to get the promotion or that you're going to get the raise. And you know what? That doubt may be reliable, but it's not always infallible. I remember being a kid, and you young people don't have to worry about this anymore, and some of you are so good looking, you'd never have to worry about it. But I doubted if she would ever give me her phone number. But I found one that did. So sometimes our doubts are just not reliable when it comes to reality. And so I'm just saying today that it is possible that doubt can convince somebody of something that is not true. And I'm preaching to you on this Easter Sunday / April Fool's Day, don't let doubt fool you. Don't let doubt fool you about the existence of God. Don't let doubt fool you about the reality of the resurrection. Again, I say, we each have a choice to make today. We can be fooled by doubt, or we can be filled by faith. Can you imagine a world knowing of a God and some worshiping many gods and the one true God saying it's time for me to reveal myself to mankind so that there is no confusion? And so we read that God was manifest in the flesh. And not only did God come in the flesh of Jesus Christ, but as he walked upon this earth, my goodness, he showed off his power. He was able to heal the blind so that they could see. He was able to open the ears of the deaf so that they could hear. Even dead people will raise to life again. What was going on? God was dispelling the doubt. Doubt has fooled humanity that there's no God or there's many gods, but here is the one true God, and his name is Jesus Christ, and he's got power to save and power to heal and power to help. Praise God. How many in the world in that day doubted the existence of God? And God was manifest in the flesh. How many doubted the power of God? And all kinds of people received miracles. How many people doubted the love of God? And yet he went to the cross to show his love for every single human being. Romans 5 and verse 8, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I would like for you to consider something that I think is really pretty provocative in revealing to us the nature and character of God. God's answer to the doubt of humanity ultimately was the cross. You would think he would have chosen some more grandiose expression of his power and his reality so that the whole world would say, oh my goodness, Jesus is God. But he came to his own, and many did not receive him. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. But many did not even know him. Did that mess with God? Did that impact his ego? No, he's still God. He's God all by himself. And he is not motivated by the skeptic. He is not motivated by the arrogant. He doesn't feel like he has anything to prove. But wherever there is somebody that is so desperate to need God that they say, God, reveal yourself to me, he points them to a cross. He points them to blood that was shed. He points them to hands and feet that were pierced. And he says, if you can embrace the cross, you will receive the power and the love that will change your life and dispel the doubt. But if you cannot accept the cross, then your doubts will fool you all the way to your deathbed. As for me and my house, I don't want to be fooled by debt today or doubt today. I want to be filled by faith today to say, yes, I believe Jesus is God. Yes, I believe Jesus is my Savior. Yes, I believe Jesus died for me. And more than that, I believe he rose from the dead. He's alive and in this place. Oh, let's clap our hands and thank the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why we read today that the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For some in our world today, this day still remains, at least spiritually, nothing more than April Fool's Day. Because doubt has fooled many into believing, I doubt God's alive. I doubt the resurrection is real. I doubt my life can be saved. I doubt Jesus can heal. And so there we stand at a crossroads today. We can be fooled by doubt, or we can be filled by faith. If there's anybody here today that truly does not believe there is a God, I do not have permission from the Lord to march you up here and do some sort of trick for you. Tell you your name, where you live, the name of your dog, and what part of your body's in pain. That's not how God operates. No, I believe in the supernatural. And I have had people pray for me that knew nothing about me, and they nailed what I needed from God, and it was a supernatural experience. I believe in all that, but God doesn't do that to prove himself to the skeptic. God does that to reveal his power and his love to those that are desperate, those that need his help, those that acknowledge, God, I believe, help my unbelief. God, I'm not sure, but if you're real, I want everything you have for me. And so if you are right now being fooled by doubt, the only message I have permission to bring to you today to dispel the doubt is the message you heard before the first song. He was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your sins, for your iniquities, for mine as well. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. In other words, for us to have peace that pushes away the doubt, he had to pay a price for that. And with his stripes, we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Our doubts can fool us, but our faith can fill us. if we are willing to acknowledge in sincere prayer, Jesus died for me. I am a sinner in need of a Savior. So God came to this earth as a man to become my salvation. And I am filled with faith right now that if I need peace, He has it for me today. If I need cleansing, He has it for me today. If I need forgiveness, He has it for me today. If I need a healing, He has it for me today. If I need salvation, the preaching of the cross may just sound like April Fool's Day to somebody, but for me, it's powerful. For me, it's life-changing. If I can approach the presence of God and put my faith in Him. Because our doubts will fool us, but our faith will fill us. And I close with this. Because doubts can be so powerful, faith has to be more than just something we did a long time ago, or something we thought about, or something we even confessed somewhere, oh, I believe. You know, doubt can whip up on all of that. But if you will approach the cross with faith, faith is such a powerful force that where doubt is trying to fool you, faith can fill you. I'll give an example. I'm preaching today that Jesus is alive, and by His stripes we are healed. In just a few moments, anyone can join us at the altar. And if you're sick, I believe there's power in the cross for you to be instantly healed today. And if you let me pray for you, I'm going to pray in the name of Jesus. God, heal my brother. God, heal my sister. And do it now in Jesus' name. It won't be a long prayer, but it'll be a faith-filled prayer. That as you're heading out the door, getting in your car, getting ready for Easter supper, you're going to say, wait a minute, I walked in that building with pain, but I don't feel the pain anymore. I tell you, that's the kind of God we serve. That's the kind of God that's alive and well in this house. So if you have been pummeled by doubt, maybe you feel like, man, you have no idea what the doctor has said. You don't know how many medications I've tried. Would you be willing to let faith fill you today? You know what that kind of faith looks like? When everybody comes, you just slip in with the crowd. And when you come to the altar, whether you bow your head in prayer or whether you lift your hands and your voice, whatever works for you, I want you to say, God, I'm not up here because I think you need to prove yourself to me. It's not about that, Lord. I'm up here because I need you. And you know what the doctor said. And so, Lord, I just heard a message about the cross, and I've been fooled by doubt so long. I've carried this sickness so long. The disease is not improving. But, Lord, I just have a feeling that there's power in the blood. There's power in the cross. And Lord, I call on your name right now for you to fill me with faith that I might be healed. Anybody ever been healed that can clap their hands and say, I know it was the blood. I know it was Jesus. I know God is real. Come on. I tell you right now, it makes me want to shout. It makes me want to dance because I'm one of those that has been healed by the power of God. Oh, as you clap your hands, would you shout with your voice, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Look with me, you may be seated, look with me at Luke chapter 24. This whole idea of faith as it relates to Calvary is shared with us by the very words of Jesus Christ himself. Jesus has risen from the dead. He's giving his disciples final instructions before he ascends into heaven and then pours out his spirit upon them. This is what Jesus says in Luke 24, verse 46. He said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ, or it was necessary for Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. Why was all of that necessary? He explains it this way, that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. In those words, I find a very powerful principle that impacts each of us here today. Doubt can have such a stronghold on anybody that even the work of Jesus on the cross, and even him rising from the dead, doubt can be so powerful a force that it can fool anyone in any generation into thinking, oh, that's just a story. That probably didn't happen. And God does not do anything to answer the skeptic. All he says is, if you will preach repentance and remissions of sins, and you will let people know they can be filled with power from heaven, that's the only way that they can overcome doubt. And instead of being fooled by doubt, they can be filled by faith. That's why in just a moment, I'm going to encourage everybody in the building, starting with me, let's repent. Why? Because that is faith. And as you are filled with faith, you can experience the reality of a God that's alive. I'm going to encourage anybody, even if you're not a member of this church, if you have never been baptized by immersion in Jesus' name, you may never plan on being a member of this church, but baptism is not about church membership. It's about putting your faith in the death, in the burial, in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Hey, he died, so I repent. It's like dying out to my sin and to my past. He was buried, and so I am buried. I'm literally buried underneath water, and I come right back up. But when I come back up, all my old sins are washed away. All my old life is gone. My sins have been remitted. I have a new life in Jesus Christ. What is that? That's faith. And if you hear it and you don't do it, doubt will rule the day. It's just April Fool's Day. But if faith begins to operate, well, the Bible says repent, I'm going to repent. The Bible says to be baptized, I'm going to be baptized. And then the Bible promises power from on high, power from heaven, that everybody can be filled with the Spirit of God. I'm going to ask the Lord to fill me today. That's the only way to overcome doubt in your life. Would you bow your heads with me right now? Lord Jesus, today I speak and I pray for anyone that doubts whether your power is real. I pray right now for anyone that doubts whether you can save them or even love them. I pray, Lord, for anyone that wonders if there's even a force from heaven that can forgive, that can heal, that can change supernaturally. I reach for them right now, Lord, that wherever doubt has fooled them into thinking the way things are is the way they'll always be, into thinking that religion is all there is, but there's no supernatural experience with God. Jesus, I know you don't have to impress the skeptic, but I'm reaching for the hungry and the thirsty right now. And I'm asking you, Jesus, for something supernatural to happen in the life of every person that is ready for you. Can you say in Jesus' name? I'm asking these singers to sing a song that I have selected for this moment right here. I'm going to read a scripture, and then I'm going to invite you to do something, as the scripture says, that I believe can release the power of God in this sanctuary from this platform area all the way to the doors, where you can literally feel the power of God in response to your prayer. And not because of me, not because of this church, but because Jesus is alive. Acts chapter 3, here's what I'm asking you to join me in doing right now. Speaking again of the cross, the Bible says, "But those things which God before hath showed by the mouth of all his prophets, that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled." All those verses in the Old Testament, all those prophets pointing to Jesus, if you read and study, you'll find Calvary in there. And Jesus is letting us know, here's the purpose for that. "Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you." Would you stand with me right now? Singers, get ready. If you need to leave, we're not going to be much longer. I think you would love this song, but if you need to leave, let me say again, we are thrilled that you joined us for Easter Sunday. We would love for you to come back next Sunday for communion. We would love to have a connection with you in this community. But if you're staying for this last song, I would like for you to join me in just a moment in a prayer that says, "Jesus, cleanse me of any doubt. If there's any area in my life where I have been fooled by doubt into thinking, well, God may heal others, but he'll never heal me. God might love somebody else, but I'm not sure he loves me. Or Jesus forgives all kinds of things, and perhaps there was a time he forgave me, but by this point in my life, with all the prayers I pray, all the promises I've made, I really doubt if God would do anything for me at this point. I would love for you just to release that by saying, forgive me, God. And in your own prayer, as you pray, forgive me, cleanse me, this verse promises that Jesus Christ will come to you. Of course, I'd love for you to come to the altar, because then I'll know who wants prayer. But even if you don't want to come to the altar, if right where you're standing, if you can say, "Jesus, I repent of anything that keeps me from more of you. I repent of any doubt, even sin. Hey, all have sinned. Jesus, empty me." And don't let it be just a 10-second prayer. Just as they're singing this song, could you and Jesus just have a connection that is so powerful? Because I guarantee you, even if doubt has fooled you, even if you're not even sure there is a God, if you will just let faith rise just enough to say, "Jesus, forgive me. Jesus, cleanse me," I tell you, Jesus will come to you right now. All across the building, as they begin to sing, would you just begin to join me in a simple prayer of repentance right now? Lord Jesus, search my heart right now. Search my heart right now. your prayer right now. The Spirit of God is already reacting to your prayer right now. If you have repented of doubt, would you just begin to thank Him for His grace? If you have repented of sin, would you just begin to thank Him for the cross? All across this building, would you use your voice right now and say, Jesus, I receive, I receive, I receive what you have for me right now. I receive what you have for me right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come with me. I wonder if our elders would come and help us right now. If you need a miracle in your life, we're ready to pray for you. If you need a miracle in your life, we're ready to pray for you. If you need a miracle in your life, we're ready to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the authority of the Word of God, receive your miracle in Jesus' name. Wherever there is faith, would you come? Wherever there is faith, would you come? Wherever there is faith, would you come and receive what you need from God? Receive what you need from God.